Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
Nationalist theater at the National Assembly. José Legault calls the PQ members the Three Musketeers. We will sing songs about their bravery years from now. Okay, so tell me, was there any point to this besides a photo op? Because the CAC had promised to abolish the oath requirement eventually, right? You need to pass a law.
Yeah, that's the consensus view. There are a lot of sovereignist experts on the Constitution who say, no, a simple motion could have been passed yesterday at the National Assembly. But most people who have looked at this said, no, you actually need a law to be able to change the requirement to swear an oath to the king. So they're going to wait a little while. They'll get it done next week. The CAC and the Liberals don't really have much to do with this fight. This is a squaring off between the two separatist parties, Québec solidaire and, of course, you know, the longstanding Parti Québécois, which is really starting to feel its oats. I mean, this young leader that they've got, Paul Saint-Pierre Plamondon, stood on this question of principle. Now, we can completely disagree with his politics and the goal of his party, but it is refreshing to see somebody actually carry through, because I was getting all sorts of information from inside that they were under so much pressure that they were thinking of doing the same thing as the Québec solidaire, crossing their fingers, doing it behind closed doors and saying, okay, let's go sit in the National Assembly. But this close to their goal, they might as well stick to their guns. And of course, they're making Gabriel Nadeau-Dubois look a little bit weak by comparison, because of course, he's already sworn his oath behind closed doors with his fingers crossed. But, you know, after having talked such a good game, Québec solidaire folded its tent and Parti Québécois has stuck to its guns.
Okay. What about some of the serious problems that we're facing in this province, like healthcare and so on?
Let's try to get to some of those as well. And of course, if you believe the premier, we've also got this huge problem that Quebec is about to get swept away because there are so many people speaking other languages at home.
Yeah. And is this so this is just a distraction, is it?
I think that it's sincere. But it's also pure politics because it gives, well, you and I are talking about it. I was looking at some of the press worldwide, whether you're in Brazil or in Australia, this thing is getting covered because it has everything to do with the new monarch who's yet to be crowned. And so, you know, there's going to be a lot of this looked at around the world. And people are saying, okay, is this going to be a change of generation and a sea change in how people in countries like Canada approach the monarchy?
Okay, so what about, let's get back to language. I was just, I was musing over this yesterday as I was listening to you and Aaron and Natasha discuss this. What is an acceptable level of French, or by contrast, an acceptable level of English in this province? Is it 100% French and no other languages? What is it? Like, when will people be happy?
There have been so many completely contradictory statements from Legault and his ministers over the past 72 hours that it's been almost impossible to follow. In his inaugural speech, the speech from the throne, you know, to use the older expression, Legault talked about a linguistic Armageddon. You know, this was just the most terrible thing. It's an, quote, existential threat for Quebec. The fact that people are speaking other languages at home. So you can just imagine, you know, you came to Quebec, you said, okay, these are the rules. The kids are all going to French school and we'll pick up French and we'll work in French. That's all fine. But when my husband and I are at home, we're speaking fill in the blank, you know, Arabic, Portuguese, Spanish, doesn't matter. And Legault is saying, no, that's terrible. Because you're not watching the same TV shows as me. You're speaking a different language at home. And this is a really serious threat to French in Quebec. It's not. What's a threat to French in Quebec is the continued misbehavior of Legault, who's going to be just throwing this place into the dumpster because nobody's going to want to come and live here if we've got a government that looks at you and says, yeah, you've played by the rules, you respected the law, you've worked hard, you've learned French, but you're a threat to my identity and the future of this province. This is the stuff that Legault doesn't get. He has a definition of francophone that's not simply saying a francophone is anybody who can speak French, that we just want to make sure people have learned French. No, he's clearly going for identity. This is ethnic nationalism, something that had been pushed onto the back burner 40 years ago, and it's making its way back with the unsubtle and frankly misinformed mutterings of François Legault. So who had to move in quickly? Fitzgibbon, who's worried about the economy, said, no, this is not quite true, 100% francophones. No. I need people from all around the world if I want to build the Quebec economy. And Christine Fréchette, a very solid new immigration minister, is saying, no, can we talk about, you and I barely got to do this yesterday, Franco-tropes, and what the heck is that? Well, people from countries that have more of an affinity to French, even if they don't have French when they get here. So go figure it out. I mean, what are they actually trying trying to say here. And frankly, what they're trying to say is, you know, people from other places are not welcome. And that's the result that they're going to get. They're going to have a Quebec that gets hollowed out. It's a throwback to discussions that haven't existed here in Quebec for 40, 50 years. And I'm so disappointed and frankly distraught, because I thought that we had fixed this, you know, that we had moved beyond this ethnic nationalism, but it's coming back full force.
We're relieved that you're back this morning, because you just disappeared off the face of the earth yesterday. And there was speculation, Tom, that the OQLF had come and arrested you or something.
Put a butterfly net over it. I mean, it was one of those things. It was, you know, you talk about a gremlin. So I'm so wise when it comes to everything digital, of course.
Yeah,
There's actually an algorithm, Andrew. The older you get, the more you can mess these things up. But all of a sudden, the Skype dropped, and I said, you know, like a 1990s cell phone call. I said, okay, no problem. I'll get back on by phone. And the gremlin wouldn't let go. It wouldn't let me un-Skype.
Wouldn't let you un-Skype.
I just sat there mumbling
helpless,
to myself and saying, I can't talk to my friend Andrew as much as I'd like to this morning.
You have a great day.